Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from Friday. Do your daily practice. Come up with a special way to express appreciation for the practitioner. Remember, appreciation is not related to performance. We're practicing unconditional love and acceptance. And then on Saturday, we started a new focus, which is the process of control. And so the assignment, read and record the write-up for this session's focus. As you listen to the recording, look to see how you would like to work with the process focus this session. Jot that down. Example, I'm a rule follower. I want to explore why I get anxious and irritated when other people are not following the rules. And then on Sunday, assignment. For the next 24 hours, get as comprehensive a picture as you can of what you hear in your head about the focus you've chosen. As you go about your day, keep your focus in awareness. Notice and jot down what the voices say.
Here we go.
Here we go. Here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, it's Kim calling from Vashon. Hello, Sherry. Hello, Ashwini. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Kim. What are you seeing?
Oh, I'm seeing a lot. So the topic of control, my selection was that I suffer when I try to control my son's behavior around healthy habits. He's 17, so he's just kind of at that place where I feel like I still want to control him, and especially now. And there's a lot to say. Conditioning has a lot to say about that.
Yes. Well, although you've already said the essential pieces, right? You really want to control him. Mm-hmm. You're concerned about him. You're worried about him. You love him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's 17. He really has no interest in his mother's desire to control him.
Yes. And
true.
It's true. And it's such a different time. Like, you know, now, I mean, this was happening prior. You know, he rides a skateboard without a helmet. And I just, I am so afraid. It's all about fear, really.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Your fear, not his.
Yeah.
It's just good to keep that in mind, Kim, because it's something that we forget so easily. You have your life, and he has his.
Right, except for, isn't there a place before he's 18 where I'm responsible for his, a little
well,
more
now
responsible
you're, now
for
you're,
his
now
choices?
Now you're into a different topic. Responsibility, if you want to take responsibility for his choices and decisions, then that would be another place to look. The thing that we often say, okay, is if you do the right thing because you're afraid not to, mm-hmm. you're not doing the right thing. You're just afraid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? So in that same way, if you're going to feel responsible for his choices, then of course you would want to control him because you're trying to prevent anything bad from happening to you.
Yes. And in particular, what conditioning tells me would be the worst thing possible, that he would die if something he doesn't do that I'm telling him to do, you know, happens.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And there we are. Right. Mm-hmm. And now, Kim, I'm hoping you're seeing this for what it is. Right? Because it's horse pucky.
Well, yes. I see that. I mean, it all boils down to fear, which is something that I work with a lot. And mm-hmm. it feels, of course, it feels real and urgent.
Yes, of course. Of course. Because you love your son.
Right.
That's how ego can do that to you. But everything right. that it's following with is horse pucky. So you love your son. You don't want anything to happen to him. Of course you don't. You have no control about what happens to him. You don't even mm-hmm. have any control about the choices he makes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And yep. yet, because you love him, because you're attached to him, then ego can make you suffer horribly, making you believe, well, this is true, this is real, this is more real now, this is really urgent, this is...
Mm-hmm.
But it's all the same pack of lies.
Right, and so... So then, you know, then I...
So
guess
now
I,
what?
Yeah, then I look at that and... You know, what pops in when you say that is I used to be able to control him when he was a baby, but maybe that was not even true.
No, of course it wasn't true. People's babies cry all the time.
Right. That's, yeah.
And they're trying just as hard to make that not happen. No.
Right.
Of course not. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then what we're left with is, wow, it is really vulnerable to love.
Yes.
It really opens us up to the possibility of worlds of pain that we would like to avoid with everything we've got, but we can't.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, it's going to be an exciting
you.
Month, isn't it?
It is surely going to be. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, Sherry. Go happy.
Go happy.
Sherry, there are two things that dropped in. One is, this is the first and second assignment, and so we identify it, and the process of what now is really the arc of the whole set of exercises we do, because it allows us to go from here's the situation at the highest level of narrative to everything that goes into it, right? And that's
mm-hmm.
really bringing awareness to it.
Mm-hmm.
That the process mm-hmm. of what now becomes diagramming the process of suffering, right? So that we
yes.
can basically learn what we're, how we're conditioned to, and how we're made to stay in the conditioning through whatever beliefs we've not seen or, yeah.
Yes, yes, and fortunately, knowing the answer doesn't change anything.
Right. Yes.
Right. We still have to take every single step along the path.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the second is one of my favorite themes that is of my practice in the last couple of days is that notion of how much we suffer because we confuse love and attachment.
Yeah. Yeah.
That what you said was love makes us vulnerable, but attachment causes us to suffer. And there's actually
yeah.
a clear distinction between the two. If we
yes.
practice with it.
Yes. The difference that you're pointing at is the difference between pain and suffering.
Yes. Yes, and so
mm-hmm.
much of our conditioning is confusing the fact that if you love someone, this is your expected experience.
Yeah, you have to suffer.
You have to suffer, yes,
yeah.
and feel confused.
Or you don't really love them.
Yeah, exactly,
yeah.
exactly. All right.
Like if you really love someone... If you really love someone, you'll be jealous. If you're not mm-hmm. jealous, you must not really care that much.
Mm-hmm.
All horse pucky.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're going to see all the horse pucky that we've been traumatized by. So here
yep.
we go. Here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Uh-oh.
Well, it's my cue's jumping, Sherry, so hang on a second. Here you go.
Okay.
Next caller.
It's excited.
Hi. Yes, I am very excited. This is Mira.
Hi there.
Hi.
So what are you seeing?
Oh, well, I am seeing how the setup that I've been in is that I've been trying to take control from what I think is conditioning. And that's just
what a wonderful point of subtlety. Say
well,
more.
I keep getting feedback that I'm looking to condition mine to see how I'm doing, and I'm also getting feedback asking me where am I looking for information in general. And when I think that I'm looking to life, I hear nothing, and so I think that, I don't know what I think. I give up. And
Oh, good point. Huge awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Huge awareness. So I'll give you some more of that, okay?
Yeah.
So conditioned mind, this I'll have to, yeah, little finger quotes, okay? Conditioned mind looks to life, doesn't get any information, gives up, goes back to referring to itself.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just stay in this place of being stuck and suffering and not understanding and wanting to understand and being confused and
Yes. And you can see that what you're doing is trying to figure it out.
I really am. I really
Yes, am. You really are.
And I know how to
Yeah, exactly. Well, not really. But you've been given, reinforced, right? You've been successful because a conditioned world likes that, right? So mm-hmm. if you can figure out problems, the solution to problems, then you get a lot of goodies for that, right? And you've been able to do that. Mm-hmm. Now you're trying to apply those skills to something that you can't figure out. Because what you're trying to figure out, you're trying to use the mind to see what contains the mind. And our old friend Alan Watts would say things like, it's trying to see your own eyes or kiss your own lips.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You just can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why you're so stuck. And it's a perfect place to be. It's a wonderful place to be. So we have a little saying about that, too. Okay, you have to go at this with everything you've got, realizing that the very effort you're making is what's keeping you from having the experience you're seeking. So you're going to go at this, and back in your other world of solving problems, you know this one, right? You just beat your brains bloody trying to figure something out, and then all of a sudden, the solution drops in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you'd gone off on a binge and spent the weekend drinking, that wouldn't have happened. So those two processes go together. You're given this everything you've got, but you won't be able to do it. What will happen is you will wear out conditioned mind. And when it is completely exhausted, there's going to be this space. And in that space is the clarity you're seeking. If that sounds depressing, I will tell you, it gets much faster and easier with practice.
Yeah.
Now you followed all that.
Uh-huh.
Which proves that you already are where you want to be.
Yeah, and I think it's the lack of any certainty of when that wearing out is going to happen.
That's right. That's right. We don't know. Ego mm-hmm. will not be allowed to be in control. It won't. Mm-hmm. It just won't. We're lucky that way.
Yeah. Yeah, and then there's also that part that keeps wanting to go and, like, so there's someone who keeps making mistakes and there's something else that wants to go and fix the past, and that's just the setup, right, to keep me from doing anything in the present.
Oh, absolutely. So, keeps you from being here, keeps you mm-hmm. from trusting, keeps you from doing the thy will be done, keeps you from the place of, these are not mistakes. These are, I'm learning. This is how I learn. Oh, not that. Okay. All right. Good. Well, that's helpful to know. They're not mistakes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
stay with her.
Yep. Learning how to learn is, wow,
just
yes. Yes. And again, keep in mind, it's not painful for the heart. It's only ego that's in a state about all of this.
Yeah.
Heart is perfectly, perfectly fine, perfectly happy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Sherry.
You are so welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Thanks, Mary.
Bye-bye.
Sherry, I love it because the flavors of control are being pointed at by all of our conversations,
yes.
Right? And the thing that I love about working with control is the spiritual dimension to it, which is until I surrender and say I'm helpless,
yes,
I can't figure it out. That's the surrender.
That's right.
That's when the insight will reveal itself. Because until
that's
then,
right.
There is a process of I that feels like it can. It does. It must. It should. And
yeah.
So there's a way in which it's also such a spiritual place that until you confess your vulnerability and your inability, you haven't surrendered to what will teach you.
Yes. Exactly. Beautifully
ready.
Stated. Yes. All of that's beautifully stated. These are not mistakes. We're getting ready.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's where sort of faith comes in, I think, and trust that this process is being perfectly orchestrated for my awakening. But the faith comes from surrendering to that also and not being in control of my awakening.
That's right. And that's what ego is trying to talk us out of.
Exactly.
Well, this is not working. This is not going to work. You're not, but you keep making mistakes, but you're not getting this. But this is not,
yeah.
And that faith grows because we do have the insights. We do have, Mira just followed everything that I said, which was quite complex.
Yes.
Right? Which is all the proof we need that, no, you have everything. It's just that there's a habit of looking to conditioned mind, looking to ego, and that's what we're letting go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
This is Brad in Maryland. How are you both?
Good, Brad. What are you seeing?
Well, I have to say real quick, I am using the app now because originally when all of this started, I was having a hard time using the phone line, so I was never sure if I'd been in the queue. So fortunately, I have been, and I'm excited to be here. So,
good.
I have to say
you.
That.
All right, good, good, good.
Secondly, the process that I'm noticing with this is that my ego is getting agitated over the fact, it's like, well, the first month was beginning, and this one is now on control, and then ego is getting into a dithy about, well, how are you going to base your own content on doing this? And then I also have the ego scrambler come in there and go, well, I'm confused in terms of what to look at for this particular month.
Mm-hmm.
And so yesterday, I'm like, well, why don't you look at your process around perfection and what supposed control is there with that?
Mm-hmm.
Because that is something I always deal with, is the duality of it has to be as good as it possibly can be or just throw it over your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing up with everything.
Yeah, I'm guessing that it rarely is as good as it can be, should be. Even when you've done a masterful job, there's a little twinge of, yeah, but, you know, you could, if you spent a little more time, there's that little, any of that?
There is at times, but then there's also times where I realized from the heart I've done the best I can do and I can be at peace with it. So.
Oh, and those are two very, very different situations.
Well, it depends on who I'm listening to in my head.
Don't you think? Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's just like if I say to myself, it's kind of like you talk about how the Japanese always stay at marathons or whatever, do your best.
Yeah.
And so it's a matter of doing my best. But a lot of times in the process of learning, there'll be that voice that, oh, it still isn't good enough, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So I'm just trying to figure out a focus that will maybe be along those lines.
Well, I think you've found it. And that duality that you see, because it is an ego duality, that knowing in your heart you've done the best you can do, that's not part of the duality. That's in a completely different realm, right? But
yeah.
the whole, well, you know, you tried, but you failed. Or, well, yeah, it's pretty good. You know, it's pretty good, but you could have whatever. And so watching that play out, as you say, when we find a process like that, that we can recognize shows up everywhere in our lives.
Everywhere.
That's a good one to work on.
Oh, my God. Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Everything from cleaning the bathroom to a complex project at work. It's
yes.
everywhere.
Yes. To how you are with the kids, to and which goes back to Kim. That's a brutal one. That's one that we want to apply this to quickly, because that's right. That's that place where, I mean, people are tortured for their entire lives over mistakes they made. And of course with our kids, they're happy to point those out to us. No, you really didn't do the best you could have done with me, Mom, Dad.
Well, if I could just say one last thing, I think so much of it depends in the process of learning. If you can look at what along the way seems like a mistake, if you're to listen to ego, it's just going to berate you and torture you.
Yes.
But if you realize that every time you've done something, the more in tune you're going to be with not necessarily doing it better, but just how it's done, that's a better way to approach it. It's without suffering. It's just enjoy this process. You're getting better each time you're doing it, and listen to that instead of the other.
That's right. And the main thing we're getting each time is more attuned to life.
Yes.
More aligned with life, right? With the heart, with what is true. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Sherry.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Brad. And, you know, Sherry, the definition of the control process of control that we're looking at is how we're controlled by the conditioning. So even something that if we notice whatever process we're in, it's likely to be a process of being controlled. So how do I choose a focus? How do I make the focus fit my content fit this particular focus is in itself a process of being controlled.
Oof. Now that is brilliantly subtle. Is there a little more you could say about that?
Well, it's one of the things we look at a lot, that we can't see our process because we're in our process. Because we've been told, especially for old-time practitioners, my process is one of perfection, or my process is one of relationship, or my process is one of whatever it is, right? So it's been given a label. Mm-hmm. And so then there's a way in which the process I'm in relating to my process is not a process that I examine.
Yeah, so how, not that we're saying Brad's choice isn't perfect for him, but what you're pointing at is that the very process that I'm using to determine what my focus is going to be is an example of how conditioning controls me. It gives me the options. Now, somebody might have the experience of it just drops in, blinding flash of light, oh my God, yes, that's it. But with most things, I'm looking to what's controlling me in order to get its approval for my direction.
Right.
Is that it?
Yes, or I'm in it. So I don't know that I'm coming from a place of being controlled.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's the subtlest place of seeing how conditioning operates, right? Because it's the same thing that you said about Alan Watts. The eyes don't see themselves. And so if I'm in a process, it's not the process I see.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I take courage from what you were saying earlier, that by the time this month is over, we'll have greater clarity about that process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my clue for that for me is I don't know. That mm-hmm. when I don't know, it seems to be because I'm in a conditioned process.
Yes. Well, you're not talking about the big I don't know.
No.
You're talking about the I don't know of confusion.
Shall I do this or shall I do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lowercase, I don't know. I don't know. Well, I could be this. It could be that. Well, maybe that's more important. Well, I don't know. You know, I always get, well, yeah, but what about that? And that takes us back to mirror, right, where we try to sit still until the clarity is there, but ego says, it's not coming. It's not working. I'm not getting it. I need to get to work.
Yeah.
Right? And we miss the opportunity. Yeah.
Yeah, we do. All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Risa in Amsterdam.
Hello, Risa. What are you seeing?
Hey. Well, I was really taken by this notion that when you're looking for control or when you're sort of like flailing because you feel like you don't have control, like this, all of it's a conditioned process, that what's actually the problem is that you're being controlled by conditioning. And
yes.
Just like this simple like relation of just turning, just flipping the direction where the information is coming from about control being so simple and so just contained within the word has really struck me.
And Risa, would you say a little more about that?
Sure. So what's coming up to say is that I feel like
you're having some weather in Amsterdam.
Yeah. It's a little windy today here. I'll go on the other side of the
thing. I read a heartbreaking thing that all of the tulips are being destroyed because of the virus. Anyway.
I didn't read that, but I've seen a few.
Yeah. Heartbreaking.
So I guess, yeah. I guess I've observed that a seeking of comfort or feeling comfortable has often been, conditioning has allowed me to see that that is a seeking of control. And I've also seen that this mechanism of how when one looks at where the information is coming from, it's like basically coming from conditioning or coming from life. But it's mm-hmm. this sort of like looking back over one's shoulder. But somehow I also understood, like I really felt like I related the idea of life with the sensation of letting go or a lack of control, as in like mm-hmm. if you're falling, dive, sort of mm-hmm. Surrendering. And so in retrospect, it seems quite simple, but it always felt like a very, like a many-stepped process of sort of recording and listening to see how a search seeking for control was being controlled by conditioning. But it just feels so easy to be able to see whenever the word control comes up to like look for conditioning as being behind that rather than looking at the content.
And in this case, when you see something like a desire for or a focus on comfort, that can be sort of a flare, right? A red flag that says, aha, I think control is afoot here, because it's what's defining comfort.
Yes, absolutely. So today I was seeing about the call, I realized like, oh great, like even though it's a holiday, it's Monday, like this is wonderful, we have the call, because I've been working on my thesis, and writing my thesis has felt very like I've been on the crest of the wave, like the words are just dropping in and I'm writing them and the pages are spilling out and I'm feeling great. And then today it didn't feel like that, and I thought, oh, like now it's hard. Suddenly like it feels like I'm in control when it's easy.
Ooh.
And, like, the situation's under control, like just all of these like layers.
Yes. Oh, that is a very good one, isn't it? We're getting some subtlety here this morning, afternoon, evening, whatever time it is in Amsterdam. Yes, that when things are going my way, when it's easy, I'm in the flow, that gets mistaken for control, as if I'm doing which, there goes the scooter, then it makes
right.
it my fault. Then it's my fault when that's not happening, right? I'm out of control now. Ooh, that's very
right.
good to see. Yeah.
But the whole
All
thing,
right.
like, whenever, what I saw was, like, whenever this notion of control comes in, it's always, man, like, localizing the impetus of something. Like, it's just, it means everything's deriving from me, the individual.
Yes.
Like
yes,
it's
exactly.
It's just immediately
you're
putting the point of focus on me. Yeah. No matter what
control.
The content is.
That's right. You're in charge, and if it's not going well, it's your fault. It's your responsibility, because you have the control over this. And if you're doing a bad job, well, that's on you. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
That's very good to see. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Can I share something else very briefly about? That I've seen just super, super quick.
Super, super quick, because we're out of time.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Okay. With the focus for the month, or like choosing the practice focus, in last
mm-hmm.
year's year-long retreat, we had to make like a sign about it, and I was
mm-hmm.
missing that visual reminder, and so I made a sign about my practice focus, even though it wasn't part of the prompt, and then I took a picture of it, and I put it like on my digital devices that I interact with anyway, and it was just a really great way of being reminded all the time of the practice book.
Aha. Uh-huh. Ah, very good. Good tip. I like it.
I've been excited to share that in case someone else also enjoys it.
All right. Good. I think I'll take that up. I love to feel good ideas. Thank you. I probably won't credit you. I won't credit you,
Fine.
But I will steal it. Yeah, okay, good.
I'm not
All
in
right.
control of it, Sherry.
That is exactly right. All right. Thank you, Risa.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
happy.
You,
Go ahead.
Well, Sherry, that brings us to the end of the show, and here we are for our assignment. Notice how much of the conversation in your head is in support of unexamined beliefs and assumptions. Assignment, review the statements from the voices that you jotted down, what beliefs and assumptions are revealed. A belief or assumption could be revealed by a single statement or collection of statements. Write down the beliefs and assumptions, RL what you see. Example, voices, why can't he keep the proper 6 feet distance? He's jeopardizing all our safety and his. Belief, rules keep all of us safe and chaos at bay. Chaos is dangerous.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very good.
All right.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody. Go happy.